Hi, welcome to another Beerfest Brewer Profile. Today, we're talking to Andrew from Sea Change Brewing in Edmonton in Alberta, Canada. Sea Change, they've been around for a while, as you'll hear. They're one of the pioneers, basically, as you'll hear throughout this. There was a big law change there a number of years ago, and basically the scene has exploded. And Sea Change were one of the first. So it was a good chat. It sounds like Alberta is a place to go if you're looking for beer. So I won't tell you any more about it. I'll hand you over to Andrew and let's talk beer.
Hello, everyone. My name is Andrew. I am a project coordinator with Sea Change Brewing, basically making cool events happen and organizing information between a lot of different departments. Our brewery, Sea Change Brewing, is located in Edmonton, Alberta, Canada. We've got a tap room on 99th Street and 62 Ave, and a second tap room in Beaumont, a little city just south of Edmonton in Alberta. And then we've got a production facility just up the road from our original tap room. And yeah, we make cool beers, and we've been founded by a group of ex-punk rockers. So we like to do things a little off kilter, a little DIY, and have a good time while we do that.
Okay, well, we'll have to come back to that, the punk rockers there for a second. But before we do, what's the beer scene in Alberta? My understanding is that it's actually relatively new, that there were some changes a few years ago that led to a big explosion, and that I've never been there, but I understand it's quite an exciting scene at the moment.
So the beer scene in Alberta has been changing rapidly since 2016. Prior to 2016, we had about a dozen breweries independent, so most of the beer was dominated by the big guys. What was interesting in 2016 is that there was a minimum production volume needed to open a brewery. It's about 20,000 hectoliters annually, which is a lot and a very, you know, multi-million dollar investment, so small breweries really didn't exist. After 2016, that law changed. So you could open a brewery for whatever you want. You could brew, you know, a 1 liter batch if you wanted to. This opened up a floodgates for people who always wanted to have a brewery. 2016, 2017, we opened, you know, a dozen, 20 breweries or so. There's a 18-month period in 2018 and 2019 where we more than doubled our total breweries in the province. We opened about 60 breweries in a year and a half, and having less than 60 prior to that boom. So a lot of places opened. COVID happened. We still, you know, opened some breweries here and there that were in the works. And specifically in Edmonton, where we are, population of about 1 million, we just hit about 20 breweries in our city. So we're still way undersized for the volume of beer that we consume and the size of our city. But it is definitely growing and changing. The growth isn't as rapid as it was pre-pandemic, but it is still growing overall with total volume of craft beer consumed, craft beer as a percentage of the total beer market, and also for the number of producers in our fair province of Alberta. Dominated by a few styles of beer, I'd say IPA is still number one. We've had a lager blow up in the last couple of years where breweries, when they first opened, it would be a blonde and maybe a cream ale, a brown, a red, and something hoppy. And as brewers have gotten even more talented and experienced, and our consumers have become more dialed into what they enjoy and what they want to explore, we've seen a revival in lagers the last few years, really well-made ones too. And we're starting to see a rise in the more traditional styles of beer, more British styles and continental European styles. So we're definitely getting better and bigger, and more niche places are opening. And it's exciting. If you're a beer drinker in Alberta or you want to visit Alberta, specifically Edmonton, we've got lots of places to choose from.
Yeah, that's a big growth in the scene. But coming back to your punk rockers, were they just sitting there waiting for the law to change in 2016, and did they kind of ready with a brewery just to open the door, or what's the reason? And yeah, and why Sea Change? Is that from the punk rock scene or an album or something?
So Sea Change Brewing was started in 2017. group of like-minded friends and at the time current and some former musicians got together to start their own brand. And the inspiration was really to do something differently in the current scene in Edmonton, Alberta, as far as craft beer goes. The inspiration is, I mean, the name itself is twofold. It's an English phrase, sea change, which denotes a substantial change in perspective, especially one with which affects a group or a society at large on a particular issue. The name itself came from one of the founders, Ian. His father has a boat called Sea Change that he grew up on. And there was a lot of meaning to it, a little different phrasing, but a really unique story. And the initial size of the brewery, well, they actually started off contract brewing at Yellowhead Brewery. Ian, one of the founders, was running the operations there. Taylor, one of the founders and the lead brewer, he was the brewer at that brewery. And so they started Sea Change basically brewing out of facility contract-wise, but very, very hands-on. And when they built their own space, they started with a 3.5-barrel electric system, very small, and very quickly they were selling more beer than they produced. So they got more tanks, and then they got more tanks, and then they got bigger tanks, and then they replaced those original tanks with, you know, all brand new, much larger ones within a year. And the growth continued. So they bought a bigger brew house, installed that. I believe it is a 25 hectoliter brew house now. And production just kept on going great. The beers are very down to earth, very easy to drink. And you can, you know, easily buy a 4-pack and consume those by your lonesome if you feel such a fancy. And we constructed our own larger production facility, housing much bigger tanks, cooler space, canning line, all those other things. In the summer of 2022 to just try to keep up with the demand for our products and to keep expanding and growing and taking our products across the province.
So how do you manage that growth? Is it just naturally fluid and organic, or is it something you have to actively manage?
I think the biggest challenge with any brewery is managing growth, because if you produce too much beer, then you need to sell the beer. And if you sell too much beer, then you need to produce the beer. And it's this constant battle between sales and production and expansion and getting more tanks and brewing more beer, but then you're hiring more brewers and now there's more beer to sell. So you hire more salespeople and then they sell more beer and you're like, oh no, we need to make more beer. So that's always the biggest challenge. I've worked with a lot of breweries in conversations in the past, and this is a reoccurring theme. And that's the big one, is you don't want to over-leverage. You don't want to stretch yourself too thin by trying to chase potential sales and goals and what you think might be in the future. But you don't want to aspire too low and then you leave money on the table or sales on the table. So that's been the biggest challenge. Now with our production facility on 99th Street and 78th Ave, we're a lot more dialed in. We've got a lot of great people and great places on our team, so we can make sure we manage our growth properly. And we can supply orders. When someone says, hey, we want to order, you know, a little bit of beer, a couple flats of beer, or several pallets of beer, that we can always say yes and deliver on that promise. And I think that's the biggest challenge, is just that balance. People say, we want your beer, and you say, absolutely, and you deliver on time. With your high quality of standards always in place.
So to come back to the market and the beers itself, I mean, you said, you know, that the whole thing is growing so fast and tastes are evolving and changing. So how does that play into what you're brewing? Does it mean that you can brew a broad range of stuff? Is there anything that you really, you know, want to brew that you haven't been able to yet, but you think you might be in, say, a couple of years, that the market will be more accepting of it? Or how is it working out?
So the style of beers that Sea Change chooses to focus on are beer styles that you can enjoy and crush and drink more than one of. One of our phrases is crush beers, not dreams, and we believe it. So our top-selling product is the Wolf, which is a hazy pale ale. It's won a bunch of awards for top beer across Canada and in our province. It's a 5.5% leaning New England style, but I would say it's very balanced. It's got nice tropical notes, and it's hop forward without being abrasive or obnoxious. So it's a very tasty beer, very easy drinking beer. and it's cool branding on it, just like a kind of a tattoo style version of a wolf. Prairie Fairy is another top seller for us. That is a fruited wheat beer. It's blackberry wheat beer. It's a partnership with Fruit Loop, which is an LGBTQ2+ organization in Edmonton, actually across Canada. We partner with them to donate a portion of our proceeds so they can create amazing experiences for lots of different charities and organizations across Alberta. And the branding is very particular for Prairie Fairy. If you want to look these things up, what's still blows my mind, but it's always great to see, is we've got people with wolf tattoos and we've got people with Prairie Fairy tattoos. They're just fans of the brand and the product and, of course, the imagery. So that's always neat to see. And then another big seller for us is Death Wave, which is a light lager, 4%, just really crisp and easy drinking. There's a cool image of a skeleton in shorts and a pair of Vans surfing a can on a wave of beer. So really, you know, bold. We've got some puppets made and some videos and stuff related to Death Wave and Wolf. And we just like to do really, you know, off the wall, weird things that kind of stand out. With our new production facility and with, you know, an influx of staff, our experimental program, our maiden voyage program is exciting. So we have a blonde ale, of course, too. We sell those in 15 packs and in 4 packs. We've got Man Crush, which is Mandarin Ale. And we just keep playing with lots of different styles. Is there any styles we want to brew that haven't yet? Absolutely. Our brewers are absolute nerds. They love tweaking and perfecting recipes. And they also love experimenting and trying with things. And ultimately, you know, the brand is market driven. We have ideas. We think this will be a hit or that'll be a hit. And then, you know, sales numbers will dictate that. If something is an absolute hit and we're selling lots of course we're going to make more and supply those people. It's heartbreaking when we think, you know, you pour all this effort into a brand and a label and a recipe, and then the beer just doesn't take off, and that's okay. It's okay to have one-offs in small batches, but you never know. The market always ultimately dictates what your favorites will be. Originally, Prairie Fairy was going to be a one-off beer as a one-time collaboration, and it just had so much popularity, and it just took off, and it's one of our biggest SKUs. So. Yeah, that's how we do styles and beers at Sea Change.
And are they widely available across the province, or are they very much kind of in the tap room only, or what's your divide on distribution, basically?
Where, oh, where can people get their hands on Sea Change? Well, another one of our phrases is great beer from right here. And we are very Edmonton focused. What we do have Alberta-wide distribution. The great thing in Alberta is that we have an organization called Liquor Connect and Connect Logistics. And any liquor store, any restaurant can order from them, and it charges a flat rate for shipping. So whether it's next door or it's all the way across the province in some tiny town, it is equalized with central distribution. So yeah, we're very, very Edmonton focused, but you can get our beers across Calgary, central Alberta, northern Alberta, a bit in southern Alberta as well. Ideally, we'd like to have our products in a few more places, but ultimately, you need to have, you know, a market for that, a sales rep in place and distribution channels. We started off being very, very keg focused, very on-premise focused. With our connections to the music industry, a lot of our products were in, you know, bars that had bands and did volume that way. As the pandemic happened, our revenue stream all but almost dried up because no one was allowed to go to a bar or a music event or venue. So we had to switch to canning and filling growlers, and we pivoted and had a whole bunch of people, you know, more than a dozen people on the road any given time, delivering beer as small as a 4-pack to people. People had money and they're staying home and they were drinking. So we happily supplied that need, and that helped develop our sales team. And as we got a canning line and wrapped up production, of course, our products are sold retail or off-premise. In liquor stores, we started to do a lot more bigger events now, and exporting might be down the road. We'll never know. For now, we're helping serve and keep up with our market right now, because Albertans are thirsty and they like good beer.
So then, I mean, what's next? I guess what's coming down the line with you?
What is next for the brewery? I mean, we just continue to push ourselves. We've been around since 2017. It's near the end of 2022 now, but we still are very much in scrappy startup mindset. We've got a little more systems in play to make things more efficient and just, you know, to communicate better with our customers and our team and our staff and our accounts. But really, we still feel young and energized and ready to rock and do ridiculous events, whether it's a boxing event or a really, really hot dog eating challenge, a dirty death dog, or music festivals, whatever it may be. We are excited about doing lots of different things and just delivering great beer to help create cool events and cool experiences. We've also started a distillery called Shitties, getshitty.com. Shitties is a line of vodka sodas right now, sparkling vodka soda beverages, unique flavors, one like Old Bluey, which is a blueberry and Earl Grey tea. Very tasty. Not too much sweetness on them. We've got Nibby Boy, which is like a, you know, black cherry almond. And we're experimenting with a bunch of different flavors on that and you know, maybe a tap room down the road. And we just like to play, and we'll try things, and we mitigate our risk by trying things on a small scale. And when things go well, then we can always scale them up. That's kind of what's next for Sea Change.
Well, listen, thanks a million for your time, Andrew. Before we go, how can people find you? Both physically and I guess you're on social media and websites and all of that.
So you can find Sea Change Brewing at our website, seachangebeer.com. That's S-E-A, changebeer.com. We're all over Instagram, a little bit on Facebook, but we just post ridiculous things. So check out some of our stories and videos on Instagram, whether it be someone driving a forklift down a freeway with a pallet of beer for a delivery, or I don't know, a bunch of puppets starting a band in our brewery, or a big delivery truck giving birth to a smaller mini truck. We like to do ridiculous things and have a good time while we're doing it. And come to Edmonton. We'd love to show you around. We'd love to pour you some beers and also check out the great scene that we have here with 19 other breweries in our wonderful city full of great restaurants, great festivals, and a unique river valley.
All those contact details are, of course, available in the show notes. If you're a brewery and you'd like to feature, then please just go to beerfest.com and follow the links there. We'd love to hear from you. Also, of course, this is on a podcast across your favorite podcast channel. We're also on YouTube. So I'd appreciate any kind of, basically, any subscriptions, any likes, reviews, anything that would help just kind of get the word out. And hopefully we're going to bring you a lot more brewery profiles and a lot of brewer chats. Talk to you soon.